safe in his hand. God warned Noah of the flood and told the righteous how to escape. God told Joseph in Egypt of the coming famine and how to prepare. That same God speaks today through his prophets, giving counsel that brings peace and safety when followed. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. In the sacred quiet of the upper room, the Savior went on to tell his apostles that they would face persecution and sorrow. Then he said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. In his preface to the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord warned that peace shall be taken from the earth, and the devil shall have power over his own dominion. But the Savior also promised, "The Lord shall have power over his saints, and shall reign in their midst." Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 35 and 36. Regarding the commotion of the last days, we are told that men's hearts shall fail them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 26, section 88, verse 91. But the message of the gospel has always been one of peace. Peace toward the world, and peace from or despite the world. Surely, "Be of good cheer" teaches us not to let our hearts fail. Every dispensation has seen tumult and war, terror and want. And to every dispensation the Lord has sent prophets to warn the wicked and reassure and prepare the righteous. It's no different in this, the great and final dispensation. In an unbroken line of succession since Joseph Smith, we have had prophets and apostles, seers and revelators to guide and counsel us. They speak the Savior's message of peace and hope. They help us prepare our homes and our hearts so that we may have hope, not fear. Peace, not anxiety. Sidebars. Prophets, priests, and kings have looked forward with joyful anticipation to the day in which we live, and fired with heavenly and joyful anticipations, they have sung and written and prophesied of this our day. We are the favored people that God has made choice of to bring about the latter-day glory. President Joseph Smith, in History of the Church, Volume 4, pages 609 and 610. Every time they persecute and try to overcome this people, they elevate us, weaken their own hands, and strengthen the hands and arms of this people. And every time they undertake to lessen our number, they increase it. And when they try to destroy the faith and virtue of this people, the Lord strengthens the feeble knees and confirms the wavering in faith and power in God, in light and intelligence. Righteousness and power with God increase in this people in proportion as the devil struggles to destroy it. President Brigham Young, Discourses of Brigham Young, Selections, John A. Witzo, page 351. You do not need to worry in the least. The Lord will take care of you and bless you. He has stretched forth his hand to accomplish his purposes, and the arm of flesh cannot stay it. It is only necessary for us to try with our might to keep pace with the onward progress of the work of the Lord. Then God will preserve and protect us and will prepare the way before us. President Joseph F. Smith in Conference Report, October 1905, pages 5 and 6. God has established his church never to be thrown down, nor given to another people. And as God lives, and his people are true to him and to one another, we need not worry about the ultimate triumph of truth. President David O. McKay, in Conference Report, April 1969, page 152. We are seeing the signs of our times as foretold by the prophets and by the Master himself. In the church, we have been witnessing some of the most dramatic things, and I can testify that you are seeing what the Lord is revealing for the needs of this people today. Safety can't be won by tanks and guns and the airplanes and atomic bombs. There is only one place of safety, and that is within the realm of the power of Almighty God that He gives to those who keep His commandments and listen to His voice as He speaks through the channels that He has ordained for that purpose. President Harold B. Lee, Closing Remarks, Ensign, January 1974, page 125. Knowing what we know and living as we are supposed to live, there really is no place, no excuse for pessimism and despair. I promise you in the name of the Lord, whose servant I am, that God will always protect and care for His people. We will have our difficulties the way every generation and people have had difficulties, but with the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have every hope and promise and reassurance. The Lord has power over His saints and will always prepare places of peace, defense, and safety for His people. When we have faith in God, we can hope for a better world for us personally and for all mankind. President Howard W. Hunter, An Anchor to the Souls of Men, Ensign, October 1993, page 70. We have built grain storage and storehouses and stocked them with the necessities of life in the event of a disaster. But the best storehouse is the family storeroom. Our people for three quarters of a century have been counseled and encouraged to make such preparation as will assure survival should a calamity come. I have faith, my dear brethren, that the Lord will bless us and watch over us and assist us if we walk in obedience to His light, His gospel, and His commandments. President Gordon B. Hinckley, If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 62. I testify to you that our promised blessings are beyond measure. Though the storm clouds may gather, though the rains may pour down upon us, our knowledge of the gospel and our love of our Heavenly Father and of our Savior will comfort and sustain us and bring joy to our hearts as we walk uprightly and keep the commandments. There will be nothing in this world that can defeat us. My beloved brothers and sisters, fear not. Be of good cheer. The future is as bright as your faith. President Thomas S. Monson, Be of good cheer. Liahona and Ensign, May 2009, page 92. The following timeline provides a reassuring perspective. Even when the world has been in great turmoil, and even when the saints have suffered intense persecution, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has held to its steady course. Membership grows, stakes and temples spread across the earth, and the Lord continues to guide us through His chosen servants. In any of the difficulties that lie ahead of us, as individuals and as a people, the Lord's voice should echo in our hearts. Fear not, little children, for ye are mine, and I have overcome the world, and you are of them that my Father hath given me. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verse 41.
Highlights of Church and World Events Timeline, 1830 through 1839. Church Events, Book of Mormon published. Church organized. Kirtland Temple dedicated. First mission, the British mission, organized. First Revelations published in a Book of Commandments, later in Doctrine and Covenants. Church membership, 16,460. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 3. World events, revolution in France. First opium war between Britain and China begins. 1840 through 1849. Church events, articles of faith first published. Relief Society organized. Joseph Smith martyred. Saints move west. Brigham Young sustained as president of the church. First Sunday school organized. Church membership, 48,160. Number of stakes, end of decade, 1. World events. U.S. declares war on Mexico. Revolutions in Vienna, Venice, Berlin, Milan, Rome, Warsaw. Communist Manifesto published. Irish Potato Famine. 1850 through 1859. Church events. Ground broken for Salt Lake Temple. U.S. Army marches toward Utah to put down supposed rebellion. First non-English Book of Mormon published in Denmark. Church membership, 57,038. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 4. World events. Crimean War. First transatlantic telegraph cable laid. 1860 through 1869. First conference held in newly completed Salt Lake Tabernacle. Transcontinental Railroad completed in Utah. The first church organization for young women begins. Church membership, 88,432. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 9. World events. U.S. Civil War. Revolution in Spain. Serfs emancipated in Russia. Austria defeated in 7 weeks' war. 1870 through 1879. Young men MIA and primary organizations begin. St. George Temple, the first in Utah, dedicated. Mormon colonies established in Arizona and Colorado. President Young dies. Church membership, 128,386. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 22. World events from 1870 through 1879. Franco-Prussian War. Revolt in Paris. 1880 through 1889. Church events. John Taylor becomes president of church. Intense persecution of church members for plural marriage. President Taylor dies. Wilford Woodruff becomes president of church. Church membership, 183,144. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 32. World events. Terrorism in Ireland. Church events from 1890 through 1899. President Woodruff issues manifesto ending plural marriage. See Official Declaration 1. Salt Lake Temple dedicated. President Woodruff dies. Lorenzo Snow becomes president of church. Renewed emphasis on tithing. Church membership, 271,681. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 40. World events. Sino-Japanese War. Spanish-American War. Boer War in South Africa. Church events from 1900 through 1909. President Snow dies. Joseph F. Smith becomes president of church. Reed Smoot of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles becomes a member of U.S. Senate after long debate. First Presidency asks members in Europe to remain there to build up the church. Church membership, 377,279. Number of stakes at the end of decade, 60. World events. Russo-Japanese War. Russian Revolution of 1905. Earthquake kills 150,000 in southern Italy and Sicily. Church events from 1910 through 1919. Missionaries were moved from France, Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, prior to outbreak of World War I. Jesus the Christ published. President Smith receives vision of the redemption of the dead. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. President Smith dies. He is succeeded by Heber J. Grant. Church membership, 507,961. Number of stakes at end of decade, 79. World events, Turkish-Italian War, Revelation in China, Balkan Wars, World War I, Russian Revolution of 1917, worldwide influenza epidemic kills millions. Church events from 1920 through 1929. Elder Melvin J. Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles dedicates South America for preaching of gospel. First LDS Institute of Religion established. Tabernacle Choir begins series of weekly radio broadcasts, which continue to this day. Church membership, 663,652. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 104. World events. Stalin takes over Soviet Union. Hitler and Mussolini begin rise to power in Germany and Italy. U.S. stock market collapses, beginning worldwide economic crisis. Church events from 1930 through 1939. The church introduces a formal welfare program to assist needy and unemployed members. In 1939, all missionaries in Germany are directed to move to neutral countries. Then all missionaries are withdrawn from Europe. Church membership, 803,528. Number of stakes, 129 at the end of the decade. World events, Spanish monarchy overthrown. Mussolini invades Ethiopia. Hitler invades Austria and Poland. Japan invades China. Russo-Finnish War. Church events from 1940 through 1949. Members encouraged to plant gardens, bottle produce, and store coal. President Grant dies. George Albert Smith succeeds him. After World War II, the church sends relief supplies to Europe. Welfare becomes a permanent program of the church. Church membership, 1,078,671. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 175. World events, World War II. Millions killed in the Holocaust. First use of atomic weapons. Cold War begins. Church events from 1950 through 1959. President Smith dies. David O. McKay becomes president of church. Ezra Taft Benson, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, chosen by U.S. President as Secretary of Agriculture. President McKay declares every member a missionary. Church membership, 1,616,088. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 290. World events. Korean War. Hydrogen bomb developed. Cold War deepens. Vietnam War escalates. Fidel Castro takes power in Cuba. Church events from 1960 through 1969. Formal language training for missionaries begins at Brigham Young University. The home teaching program replaces the war teaching program. Family home evening program emphasized. Church membership, 2,807,456. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 496. World events, Berlin Wall erected. Cuban Missile Crisis. Arab-Israeli Six-Day War. Church events from 1970 through 1979. President McKay dies. He is succeeded by Joseph Fielding Smith. President Smith dies. 2 years later, he is succeeded by Harold B. Lee, who dies after 18 months in office. Spencer W. Kimball becomes president of the church. First Quorum of the 70 is organized. Priesthood is extended to all worthy male members. Church membership, 4,404,121. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 1,092. World events, Arab-Israeli Yom Kippur War. Terrorists strike Munich Olympics. Genocide in Cambodia. Church events from 1980 through 1989. Subtitle, Another Testament of Jesus Christ Added to Book of Mormon. Second Quorum of the 70 established. President Kimball dies. Ezra Taft Benson sustained as president of the church. Church membership, 7,308,444. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 1,739. World events, Falklands War. Israel invades Lebanon. Marcos regime toppled in Philippines. Airliner blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland. Berlin Wall opened. U.S. invades Panama. Church events from 1990 through 1999. 500,000th missionary of this dispensation called. President Benson dies and is succeeded by Howard W. Hunter, who served just under 9 months before his death. Gordon B. Hinckley is set apart as church president. Intense temple building program begins. Church membership, 10,752,984. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 2,542. World events, Persian Gulf War, Soviet Union breaks up, Yugoslav Federation dissolved, resulting in years of warfare. Earthquake in Japan kills thousands. Massacres in Rwanda. Church events from 2000 through 2009. Church has more non-English-speaking members than English-speaking. President Hinckley dies. Thomas S. Monson becomes 16th president of the church. 1,000,000th missionary called. The Conference Center dedicated. 130 temples in operation. Church membership, 13,750,651. Number of stakes at the end of the decade, 2,858. World events. Terrorist attacks. U.S. and allies invade Iraq. Indian Ocean tsunami kills more than 225,000. Global financial crisis. End of the timeline, highlights of church and world events. End of the article, Safe in His Hand.